Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we're going to talk about a joke, an old joke, about politics and Kansas. And an idea that might catch on. There are a lot of jokes about American politics because, I mean, sometimes you have to laugh or cry, right? There's one that is enduring. It has been around a really, really long time. I actually tried to track it back to where it started. I know it goes back to the 90s. Odds are there was some version of it before then. And it's the idea that lawmakers, people in Congress, they should wear jackets. And those jackets should have logos on them. Like NASCAR. Their sponsors. The people who gave them money. Lobbyists. All of that stuff. So, the American people, well, they get to know who really wants the legislation, where the votes really come from. And it does. It strikes at the heart of the dysfunction that occurs in American politics because there's so much money in it. And it's a joke. It's always been a joke. There have been like attempts to do something similar, proposed, but it's always been a joke. Apparently not in the House in Kansas. Not in the Senate, but in the House. They don't have to wear a jacket with logos on it. But there's a new requirement for bills. The bill will have the bill number, you know, the way they all do. And it'll have the legislative sponsor, the way they all do. And in the House in Kansas, it will have who asked for the bill. Who asked for that piece of legislation, whether it be a lobbyist asking for a client or another lawmaker, maybe a private citizen, whoever, the name goes on the bill. I mean, realistically, that's probably as close as we're ever going to get to the NASCAR jackets. It is an interesting idea. I'm very curious how long it will last and whether or not it will spread. The Senate has no reason not to do it at this point because, generally speaking, you have a bill that gets introduced and then there's one in the Senate, something like that. So if they're going to put it on there in the House, they might as well do it in the Senate. And if the whole state of Kansas is doing it, well, maybe it catches on. It is definitely a strange development, but it might do a whole lot of good if that spread and the American people got to see who is actually behind some of the bills that get proposed up in D.C. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.